At the heart of West Yorkshire,
Andrew Edwards,
BBC Radio Leeds.
And we're talking on the day when the latest unemployment figures have been released nationally, up to, well, it's gone up an awful long way, 250,000 here in Yorkshire alone. What does that in reality mean? What does it do to a family? We'll speak to a research expert from Leeds Metropolitan University who's been looking at this very subject, and we'll hear from Alan Jones, who lost his job as a porter at Leeds General Infirmary 3 months ago. He's now living in a flat in Armley with Now Furniture. So Alan's story and Gianfranco Giuntoli from Leeds Metropolitan University with us for the next 10 minutes or so on the BBC. We'll look ahead to tonight's West Yorkshire Sport Daily. James Dayton here, and we'll find out what's on his programme tonight. And then it's a very big evening at Leeds Parish Church, hosting its Christmas choral concert tonight, a festive tradition now in its 8th year. We'll speak to somebody who's going to be involved with that performance and find out why it is such a big deal, or between now and 6 on the BBC. Keep your text coming as well, 81333, Leeds at the start of the message, and you can email me right now, andrew.edwards@bbc.co.uk.
The BBC for West Yorkshire.
BBC Radio Leeds.
Yes, let's talk about the unemployment figures out today. Inflation stats were out yesterday. In Yorkshire alone, unemployment now stands at 9.5% of the working population, with just over 250,000 people without a job. And it makes a pretty grim outlook for many people leading up to Christmas. But what of the longer term impact? Last year, the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, based here in Yorkshire, commissioned a study on people's experiences of unemployment with a focus on how it affects their mental well-being. Gianfranco Giuntoli is a research fellow at Leeds Metropolitan University, who was the principal investigator for the study, and Alan Jones lost his job as a porter at Leeds General Infirmary 3 months ago. He and his wife Cheryl are now living in a flat in Armley with no furniture, and I'm glad to say that both Gianfranco and Alan are here this afternoon. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Gianfranco, let's start with your research. You look basically at how people coped emotionally when they were faced with unemployment. Did similar issues emerge with the people that you were speaking to?
Yes, unemployment. We overall talked to 73 people, 40 women and 33 men. And we talked to them separately in discussion groups, overall 16 discussion groups. We talked to women and men separately to see whether their experiences of unemployment were different. And we did find differences. Women were more prone to talk of their stress, of their frustrations, of their anger because of their experience of unemployment and all that it entailed, particularly the financial stress that it came with it. Losing your monthly income had a major impact on all of them.
And the fact that women talk about it more,
helped them to relieve.
But it helps, yes.
It did help them to relieve the distress and these feelings of depression. Whereas men did tell, particularly for beliefs and a sense of pride. They did not want to break or dent, as they said, their pride. They were not at all happy to share their sorrows, their frustrations, their anger with their friends.
So losing a job, it goes without saying, is a big economic blow. What you were really establishing is that psychologically, emotionally, within a relationship, for a man in particular, really, really bad news.
It is both for women and for men. Then how people react to it and how quickly they are able to go back to their normal self, then that has to do with a lot of factors. Their particular approach to their stress, and also the context, whether a job is ready available, you know, that brings the, it's not just about how you react to things, it's also about how the context around you allows you to return to a state of normality, so gain your job. That's responsibility of course, the local, and the national government.
Well, sitting next to you here in the studio, somebody who's not a case study, this is real life for you, Alan, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes.
And a pretty difficult time. So I think you left your job at the LGI 3 months ago.
About 3 months ago, yeah.
I know things were difficult there, and you actually made the decision it was time to walk, didn't you? But making that decision is tough, isn't it?
It has been really tough. Being married now, just getting married, and moving to a flat in Leeds with no furniture, and leaving the job, which job I loved. It was very hard because they would put you into a corner. And when I started there was over 100 porters, Now there's only 33 put, the rest are up at St James's. And they're trying to move you around, and the stress, as Frank was saying, the stress of it's really hard, because when you go home at night, you're stressed out.
So you had that stress when you were in work. You made the decision in the end to leave because you felt you've sort of been boxed into a corner. But that, of course, now has its own stresses because you are without work and therefore without the income that comes with a job.
That's true, yeah. I mean, I've stressed with no work. With no moving to a new flat, with no furniture, it's really bad, because my wife is now, we're sleeping on the floor. Literally sleeping on the floor with no furniture.
So you've got an airbed or something, have you?
An airbed, which is no good. It's flat completely. We've got no cooking facilities. We've been turned down for grants.
So you've got no money?
We've got no money, literally. Nothing.
And what's that doing to you? I mean, we're relatively short down this process because you've been working there for a number of years and now you've been 3 months without a job. What's it doing to you, just in terms of how you feel
it's
about yourself?
It's making me stressed out. I'm very stressed. I want to be in work. I want to really go back to LGI if I could. But it's stressing me out because I can't help my wife. With no money, I can't do nothing.
John Franco, what do you think, listening to Alan?
Well, unfortunately, our study showed that what happened to Alan is not so uncommon. And this is something that really struck us. We interviewed people of different ages, so from 18 to 65, so close to retirement. And clearly, people have different experiences according to their age. If you are young, you are more likely to have help from your family, which was a fantastic source of help for young people. Material help, not necessarily emotional help. But we had a number of men in their 50s who lost their job, who could not even, in some cases, have redundancy pay because their company went into liquidation, so they found out all of a sudden they lost their job, often at the start of their shift, so they completely lost financial capacities all of a sudden. And we had this particular man who had a divorce from his wife, did not have a house, could not any longer afford to pay the rent, and then ended up living in an hostel, which of course was a shocking experience.
And what about you, Alan? I mean, there were people listening who think you actually did have a job, which, for reasons which I don't think this is probably the time and the place to go into, but you decided to walk away from that because you just didn't want to carry on with that. That makes the situation a bit more complicated, doesn't it?
It is in a way, because the management that, in my situation, the management, in my eyes, were incompetent.
I don't particularly want to go down that road here, but the point I'm making is that you made a decision to walk away from a job that you had.
Because I had a job I loved, and I left because of that, certainly.
And how have people reacted to you? How have they greeted you? Because a lot of people will say at the moment, I'm making a general point now, that if you're in a job where jobs are being cut and there's more pressure on that role and the role is changing, that makes it very difficult to cope with. So how has that affected you about how you perceive yourself? Because Gianfranco was talking about it, people reduce their confidence. They, you know, their own estimation of themselves changes.
It's not my confidence backwards.
Has it?
It has, because, as Franco was saying, it's the young ones are more. The government are more for the young ones, not for the people aged 50 upwards.
And yet, it's the youngest age group who are suffering most in the unemployment figures
and
at the moment.
We can't get a job.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 52.
So you are in that very difficult area, Gianfranco. You'd agree, where you feel you're being squeezed from both sides at this sort of age, don't you?
Absolutely. I would like to say this about what you were just saying before: that if you look at unemployment as a passage in life, you can. You know, what happens at the time of an economic recession, which is the time in which we did our study, is that people lose their job mostly unwillingly. So it's something that happens to them against their will, they do not want to lose their job, as Alan was saying, you know. It happens against their desires. There are passages in life in which you may exit the job market because you give up your job and go back to education. You give up your job and, for example, start caring for someone, either your children or a loved one. In these cases, you may have more control over what happens to you. You may take a decision, as you were saying. At a time of economic recession, what happens to you is often beyond your control. It just happened to you. You did not want that to happen. And that adds a layer of frustration, of anger, of difficulty, because it just happened all of a sudden and there's no preparation.
Let's have the final word with you, Alan. You mentioned your wife at home listening, I'm sure, to you on the radio now in the run-up to Christmas with no furniture and sleeping on a blow-up mattress. I mean, it's not a great way to run up to Christmas, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, all we want is to enjoy ourselves. We want Christmas to enjoy ourselves. We'd like to say we've got nothing in the house.
Any whisper of a job? Have you been anywhere? Has anything
I just
offered?
Keep looking and applying.
What would you like, ideal work? I know you said you like your job under your conditions back, but accepting perhaps that isn't going to happen, what would work for you?
If I couldn't go there, I'd go back into catering.
Well, there we are. Alan's story on BBC Radio Leeds. We could talk all afternoon to him, but our time is up. Gianfranco Giuntoli, Research Fellow at Leeds Metropolitan University, that study. Unemployment, the emotional impact, and Alan Jones, who left his job at Leeds General Infirmary 3 months ago. He and his wife Cheryl now living in that flat in Armley. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you very much.
BBC Radio Leeds, 12 minutes to 6 now.
West Yorkshire Travel.
BBC Radio Leeds.
High time we got back to the roads. David James. Hi, David.
It's pretty good so far this afternoon.